Amen. All right. Good morning again, Northgate Community Church. Who's excited to be here this morning? Woo! Man, how many kids went to camp this last week? Oh, man. How many kids went to the Engage Conference last week? How many adults went to the Brethren General Conference? Woo! I always forget what the official title of that is. Well, good morning, Northgate Community Church. My name's Jesse. And today we got like a fun, lighthearted, as we're kind of ramping down out of summer and back into kids going back into school. Woo! Unless you homeschool your kids, otherwise you're like us and there you're just stuck with them. Well, I have a few announcements, and then, man, we're going to have some really awesome time this morning. So first, quick announcement. There is a lunch after service. That's right. Amen. And our congregational care team provided a beautiful and delicious sandwich spread. We're going to be talking with our friend Jake Medcalf and Doug Montandon, and I even think mayoral candidate Dave Breitenbooker might be here. We're going to be talking about tiny houses and what that looks could look like here on Northgate's property. So right after service today, we're going to go head over into the social hall. It'll be a great time. And if you don't care about tiny houses, free lunch. I mean, amen. That's right. And then lastly here, as I mentioned, summer's ramping down. We've been doing some Family Fun Fridays. Who's been having fun with those? Yeah, that's right. Well, we need to liquidate all of the snacks and beverages that we purchased for that, and we are going to be having a pretty awesome Sunday next week. First off, there's going to be a pancake brunch during service. But it's more than just pancakes. We're going to have a toppings bar. So, like, I'm sure there's going to be whipped cream there, right? And sprinkles. And gummy bears. And broccoli. Hey, you can't knock it if you don't try it, okay? All right. So we're going to have brunch during the service, and then after that, we're going to have a world record Sunday event. We're going to try to break some world records next week. So following the service, I don't know what records we're going to be breaking. We'll either break the records or break ourselves. One of the two things are going to happen as a part of that process. So everybody ready? Okay, while we were at conference, we played a game called the Battle of the Generations, and it went pretty well. So I thought to kind of give folks who didn't go to the Brethren General Conference / Engage Conference, to give them a little flavor, a taste of what the competition for the generations was like. So before we do the kids panel, we're going to play a game right here, right now. Who's ready? Okay, kids are excited. Adults. I'm going to need a little more energy from you this morning. Yeah, that's right. So I can already see how this game's going to go. I'm going to need two kids. We're going to break it up in two. I'm going to need you. I forgot your name. That's okay. Dorothy's not a child. And Logan, come on down. Mackenzie. And then I'm going to need two adults. Millennial and older. Ed's not going to know any of these things, so that's already going to tell you, Ed's not going to know. Jonathan, Sam, come on down. Sam and Jonathan. All right, kids over here, adults over here. Here we go. So the way this is going to work, I mean, you're an adult. You could have raised your hand. We're gonna break it up in two, so you're gonna be able to have an opportunity. What part of adult do we not understand here, folks? Millennial and older. Okay, so I'm gonna put up. There's gonna be a picture on the board, and depending on the picture, I'm gonna ask the generation who that person is. Or I think we're gonna start off with the sound, right? Okay, we're gonna start off with an auditory hint. So, young people. Before, I'm not even going to give you an idea. I'm not even going to give you a hint. Parag, can you play the sound? And you're going to have to tell me what that sound is. Okay. Oh, okay. Someone What did that sound allow you to do, young people? Call different people? Not exactly.
Call different people and hack their phones.
Okay, we're not hacking phones. No, okay. So that sound is not familiar. Is that familiar to you at all?
No, it sounds like
not for that reason. What is the reason? Okay, well, what is? Okay, keep going. What does that sound allow you to do? Five, four, three, two, one. Adults, you have a chance to steal. What is that sound?
That would be a dial-up modem
connecting to the internet. That's right. Adults, 1 point. That's right, children. Before the internet was just always on, you actually had to like onto it, like AOL. Okay, it doesn't matter. All right, Parag. This bring up the first picture. All right, children, who is that person? Come on, who is that? Who's that person? Somebody who plays music. Okay, more specific. What'd you say, Bob Ross? Not Bob Ross, good guess. Bob Ross. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Elvis, close. All right, Sam, who is it?
Jimi Hendrix,
that's right. Adults, 2 points. All right. I know, don't worry, we're going to get you here. We'll get you in just a second. All right, next picture. All right, adults. Hold on. Adults, who is this person?
That's Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Wait, it's actually
Jimmy? Okay. What's the song? What's the Mr. Beast song?
I know it.
Okay, you know the song? What's the song?
Mr. Beast, it's not... Okay, that's all I know.
Mr. Beast 6000, right? Isn't that what it is? All right, we'll give you a half a point. Half a point for knowing the song. Okay, next picture. Kids, who are these people?
Power Rangers.
Oh, what's the full name?
Go Go Power Rangers.
Oh, we're getting close.
What's the complete name?
Okay, the show that you hated to watch. What is it? I'll give you Power Rangers. It's the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That's okay, but you still get the point. 1 point for you all. I know, but I'm trying to help them. All right, and for this first batch, I think we have one more. Okay, kids, adults, who are these people?
They're kids.
Okay, they're kids?
Kids.
No clue? Whoa!
Four Town!
Bonus point. What movie is this from?
That is from Turning Red.
Turning Red! An extra bonus point! All right, adults and kids, this was a good first round. Why don't you go have a seat? Go have a seat. That's right. So adults have 1 billion points, and the kids have 1 million. Two more adults from the peanut gallery back there. Come on, Nancy, get up here. Nancy, Deb. Anybody from this table over here? Deb's coming up. Somebody from over here. Anybody? Come on, I need another adult. Ed's not going to know it, I guarantee you. I'm not even joking. Here comes Dorothy. All right. Two kids. Little guy, little gal. Come on, Jackson, let's go. All right. We have a few extra here. Okay. Are you ready? Next picture, Parag. Kids. Who are these people? You can name one of the two, and I'll give you... Not the presidents. Not the government. No clue? Okay, adults, you have a chance to steal. Who are... You can get double points if you can tell me who both of those people are. That's right. Oh, whoa. That's not correct. Who are the actual names?
The sidekicks, Ed McMahon.
Okay, Ed McMahon. Okay, I don't need a backstory. I just need a name. Johnny Carson, that's right. Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson. All right, next picture. All right, children. Oh, what's his name?
Freddie.
Freddie is correct. That's right. Adults, did you know who that was? Okay, great. That's good. What game is that from? Oh, another a bonus point for the kids right there. Five Nights at Freddy. All right, next picture. Ooh. Now, adults, do you know, this is technically for you, I guess. Do you know who that is?
I could guess.
Okay, go ahead. I need a proper name.
I would guess a Predator.
Nope. Okay, Halo, we're getting close. Getting close. Whoa, Halo. But I need a proper name. Okay, kids, do you know who that person is?
Halo.
Okay, what's the proper name, though? What's that character's name? Sam knows it. Sam, what is it? Master Chief! 1 point goes to Sam. All right, I think we have a few more here. All right, kids. Well, I can actually ask the adults, because the kids probably know this. Adults, who is that? That's great. I need the proper name. I'm getting close. No, Dorothy. Let's go. Okay, kids, do you know who this is? Stumped. Who got one? Optimus Prime. 1 point for Woody. All right, is that it, Prog? We got one more? Okay. Adults, who is this person?
Don't know, don't care.
I'm going to take that as a no. Okay, who is this? Who is this person? YouTube influencer. All right, kids, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. That's right, Steven Scherer. All right, let's see, any more? Okay, last and not certainly least, people, adults, and children, what does the word yeet mean? When you yeet something, yeah, what is it?
It means throw something.
That's right, you throw something. When something's coming at you and you yeet it, yeet, right? Yeet it. All right, I think that's it, Parag, is that it? That's it. Wait, let's give our contestants a round of applause. I'm starting to lose my voice here. All right, at this time, oh, no more. We did. Yeah, see, Jason, if Jason was to throw me that water bottle and I deflected it, I would yeet it. That would be one of the proper terms. Okay, so at this time, we're going to have the three young ladies come up, and we're going to do the kids panel. So, Taryn, Brooklyn, and Melania. Wait, do you want to come up too?
Melana.
I like to. Remember, we don't take ourselves too seriously around here, folks. All right, ladies. You all went to some combination of camp this last week, right? Right? Some of y'all went to the Engage Youth Conference. And some of y'all went to Mount Hermon camp, right? Okay, is that mic on? Is it? Okay, great. I gotta talk right into it. So we've been doing these panels throughout the summertime here. We did a Father's Day panel, a Mother's Day panel. We want to hear from the youths and what you learned, what we paid all that money for. Like what? And so, but we're going to start off asking some real, just like, icebreaker questions. Y'all ready? Okay. What is your favorite road trip snack? Some of you drove a lot this last couple of weeks. What's your favorite road trip snack? Trader Joe's pretzels. Good one. Takis. Okay. Cheez-Its. Ooh. That gets Bessie in the car. Okay, sounds good. All right, next question. If you could be in charge of the road trip playlist, who would be the top three musical artists that would be on that list? The who? the what?
It's a van.
That's right. Adele, good choice. Moana. I love that. That's a great one. All right. So you all ate a lot of food.
Well,
What was one of your favorite meals at either the Engage or Mount Hermon camp?
At Mount Hermon, it would probably be the oatmeal.
At River
Camp, mine was the pasta.
Pasta, right. That's right. They carbo load you up. That's how you get all that energy. All right, going maybe down, digging a little deeper here. What was your favorite activity at the Engage Conference or Mount Hermon, and what made that experience special to you? Very cool. It wasn't, you know, walking around and seeing the Capitol building and getting Dutch Brothers and going to the Basque Heritage Museum. Moving on. All right, ladies, from what you heard at the Engage in Mount Hermon camps, how did you see that influencing your relationship with your friends at school and family? Some folks like your mom, dad, or your siblings. Retrievers. Yeah, that's great. Excellent. Ricky Bolden, some of you all remember Ricky Bolden? Remember him? Yeah, he talked really loud. Louder than Mr. Jesse, which is a feat to be accomplished. Ricky Bolden said during one of the sessions about how you as young people are made in the image of God. When you hear that, what comes to mind? Are there people in your life that might need to hear that message? And what would you say to them? Well, the question was, so Ricky Bolden mentioned in one of his sessions, one of the talks, that you young people are made in the image of God. When you hear that, what comes to mind, and are there people in your life that might need to hear that message, what would you say to them? It's okay. You can pass it along. It's okay. Very cool. All right. So, you young people are the future of the church. I'm an old guy compared to you all, right? So we need to listen to you more than ever. What do you think your generation needs to tell our generation about what the church will look like? Great. You can repeat the answer too. It's okay.
Yeah, I feel like this is a place where you would worship God and you get to hear more about Him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like not a lot of people at school believe in Jesus, so I feel like they should come visit our church. So I'm presenting people to come and worship God so they can go to heaven.
Very cool. So, you young people are the future of the church. So we need to listen to you more than ever. What do you think your generation needs to tell our generation about what church will look like? Excellent. All right. And then last question. What would you say is one new aspect of Jesus that you didn't know before going to the Engage or Mount Hermon camp? What was a new aspect? And what was something new that you've learned? Let me actually read the question. Let me start over again. What would you say is one new aspect of Jesus that you didn't know before going to the Engage or Mount Hermon camp that you've learned and appreciated even more? Very good. Excellent. Very cool. Very good, very good. Well, let's give these ladies a round of applause. Thank you so much. We're coming up. You can go back to your chairs now. Go ahead. You can go back. Thank you so much. All right, we have a couple more minutes here. One of the other things for all those folks who went to the Engage conference and also who participated in our Sabbath Sunday last week, I want to open the room up for those folks who went to those things and engaged in those ways to kind of share their experiences of the happenings. So what was something from the Engage conference or the Sabbath Sunday that affected you or something new? Or camp for all the other kids that went. Anybody want to talk? Todd, do you want to say something? Oh, you can hold the mic. Because you went to camp too, right? So what was something that was special to you at camp? That's right. Who made new friends while they were at camp? Yeah? Who made new friends while you went to the Engage conference? For the brethren. Yeah, if you for the adults that went, you probably met a bunch of new people that you didn't know even existed. Thank you, Todd. An adult, anybody? Oh, we have some more kids over here. Oh, man, it's like Kid Central here. Jackson. Oh, not Jackson. There you go, buddy. Yeah, something about camp. All right, that's good. Oh, Brooklyn, for part two. Here we go. That's right. Thank you. Philip, you have something to say, buddy? Okay, because you did a bunch of other bunch of camp things, too. Okay, what did you learn?
We learned a lot of new stuff, and we made a music ball.
Okay.
And best of all, I made new friends.
Oh, man. I think that's like the theme for like the last couple of weeks is making new friends, which, man, that's the greatest. Okay. Whoa, yes, ma'am.
So I went to the Brethren General Conference in Idaho, and I had never been to Idaho before. And so it's always good to see our Brethren family from all over the world, really. And some of them weren't able to come, which made me a little sad, but it's always good to get out of your comfort zone or what's normal to you, to be in a new environment and to really be open. I think I went with my heart being open to like hear like, okay, what does God have to say to me, you know, in this time? And I think he really did speak to me, and just getting out of that, a new environment with the people you love that you don't get to see a lot, it was really good. So I'm thankful for our time.
Great. Thanks, T. All right. Who participated in the Sabbath Sunday? Hopefully all of us did, right? Did somebody go somewhere unique for that particular Sunday? Dorothy, would you like to share?
Yeah, you're fine.
Hey, thanks, Dorothy. All right, anything else? Anybody else from their time? Oh, Mr. Jason, here we go. Well,
for me, I think the last couple weeks.
Cool. All right, anything else? Anything? Well, I'll share one story. I think it was kind of interesting. We had two main speakers that at the time at the Engage, not Engage, at the General Conference, Christiana and Ricky Bolden, and both kind of had their own unique ways of thought and presenting. And Christiana specifically had a lot of really interesting things to say behind this idea of what does it look like to be a midwife in a community. And I really resonate with a lot of that. Having to try to birth new things is kind of built into my personality. But it was kind of interesting because I was trying to connect with her the entire time that we were there, because I was like, man, I really want to share some of the stories that we've been doing here in the Valley, and because they really kind of seem to vibe with what's going on with what they're doing down in San Diego. But like any conference, it's tough to be able to connect well because we're all doing multiple things. Well, I think there's this kind of like this divine appointment that happened at like the 11th hour. I was taking Miss Deb to the airport, and who else needed to go to the airport and whose Uber driver couldn't figure out where the heck they were going? It was Christiana. And so it was kind of neat to be able to have this 10 to 15 minute drive from the airport, from the hotel to the airport, to kind of do this kind of quick elevator pitch of what it is that we're involved with here, both at Northgate Community Church and beyond the four walls here. So I really felt that was a big confirmation for me of like, man, God is really doing great things here at Northgate in our city, and also beyond these four walls and down in San Diego, and where Ricky Bolden also preaches out in Washington, D.C. So folks, I really appreciate you all engaging this morning and sharing your stories and your takeaways, your ahas, your oh no's. Kids, that was a brave thing you all did today. Be able to stand up here and share your story of how Jesus is transforming even your little lives as you become future leaders of the church. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and close the service in prayer. And then we're going to go ahead, for those who want to stay, we're going to go exit to the social hall for lunch. And then if you want to stick around for a conversation with Jake, that would be awesome. I understand if you can't, that's totally cool. We'll record the service. So go ahead and join me in prayer this morning. So Heavenly Father, stories and experiences seem to be something that are reoccurring in your scripture, Lord, in your word. So Lord, I just appreciate the perspectives and the stories that we heard today, both from our older generations and our younger generations, Lord. They all matter and have a place at the table. So Lord, I just pray that as we exit today, Lord, that we would take these stories and the things that we've heard from all folks here today and take them with us in our hearts, and have them be a source of inspiration as we go as we enter this next week. Lord, I pray that you would bless the food that we are about to receive. Thank you for the hands that have prepared it. And Lord, we just pray for the conversation that we're going to have here in a little bit. So thank you, Jesus. All people said, amen. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you all next week.